Tyrod, is there any way to kind of describe the game Andre Vasilevskiy had?
Yeah, I don't think so. Obviously, he was our backbone tonight. He's played unbelievable. It's obviously good to have him back, and he showed tonight why he's such a world-class goaltender.
It's a lot of time that he missed, and to come back and face a team like Toronto, does that make it even more impressive the way that he played tonight?
Yeah, but you guys don't see it, but we see the work that he puts in off the ice and what he was doing trying to come back. So it doesn't surprise me that Ali comes back and he's in that kind of form. He put in a lot of work to get back as quick as he could and to make sure he was ready, and it showed tonight.
How much do you kind of clean up your game a little bit to make sure that you're not giving up 49 shots tonight?
Yeah, obviously we can play better. We realize that. They peppered us pretty good there. At the same time, give up 6 power plays. They're going to get some shots there. It's kind of one of those games where momentum was kind of weird with all the power plays. And at the end of the day, we find a way to grab 2 big points, and we'll take that.
So what does it mean now have an 8-point lead on them in the standings as opposed to what it could have been?
Yeah, obviously, they're right there. We realized that coming in. So to us to grab those extra 2 points, even though it's still December, there's a lot of season left. It's big anytime you can beat a divisional team like that, and especially a team that's right behind you.
And last one for me, just the play to set up Sorelli for the shorthand goal, and kind of take us through it a little bit.
Yeah, Sorelli makes a good play on the puck there, kind of bounces my way. I don't think I could get it without diving a little bit and just trying to lead him. I know he's taking off with his speed. If I just put it in an area, he'll go get it, and his finish there was just pretty nice.
Kelly, how big was it at the end of the second there when you guys got 2 in the final minute?
Yeah, that's huge. That's a momentum swing right there. Killing off those penalties was really big. A couple of good chances. Obviously, Vasi was unbelievable on the penalty kill, but then to grab 2 like that, you just, it deflates the other team and then lifts up us up. And going into a third period with a 3-goal lead, I thought we did a good job with it.
How's the penalty kill kind of rebounded in December after kind of a shaky November? You guys have only given up 1 power play goal in December
right now. Yeah, through video, through practice, we looked at some areas that we were getting exposed at, and then that's going to happen. The other team watches video too and realizes some areas that they can expose on us, and I thought we've tightened those areas up. I thought we were a little bit more pressure in December, on this little run we've had where we're playing well. We're a lot more pressure up the ice, a lot more pressure in the zone. And when you're doing that, it gives teams less time and space to make plays.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.